This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Shall I tell you what the issue is? He's a moist maverick. He's moist. Mavericks are meant to be like, yeah, let's do this for the... He's a crying maverick.
He's a maverick saber. He's
a maverick saber. That's my brother.
Maverick saber's cold.
My brother.
I love maverick.
He's a singer.
I love
he's
maverick.
He's cold, cold singer, but he's not a maverick. He's a maverick saber.
The maverick saber's hard.
No, but he's saying, do you know why he's saying he's a maverick saber? Because in that tune, maverick saber's complaining.
What tune? Go on.
I need... Blue skies, Annie. Hey, that's
Annie.
That's a banger. That's a banger.
Are you mad?
Oh, he's been a bad year for us, right? Sorry, let's apologize.
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry,
for
everyone.
A couple of things.
Yeah.
For a lot of things.
Yeah, apologies for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, this one, the 10th year, this one, the anniversary.
That we thought it was going to be.
We thought it was going
to be. But what better way to have it?
Yeah, man.
Only filthy fellas would do 10 years like this, to be fair.
We need a load of shows. I know what we got to do. We got to do something called, we got to do a Dragon's Den.
Take off your hat, man.
I'm on it, though. Why are you smirking like this? Talk to me about this plan, please.
Nah,
he has an idea.
That could go off still.
I reckon it goes off. Dragon's Den, filthy.
Who's the best ever bald player in the Prem?
Us.
The best ever bald player?
In the Prem.
Patrick Vieira, easy.
Nah, he's not bald.
Was
though.
He bald?
He's bald one level. He's
what do you mean like bald? You mean like can't grow hair?
Bald best, I'll tell you who it is.
Danny Mills.
Antonio Lombardo.
What you a man, player.
It's Gianluca Vialli.
Oh, he wasn't totally bald, you know. What did he die? Is he dead?
Yeah, he weren't that good in the Prem though.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He was our player manager.
He weren't that good in the
hair
Prem.
Hair transplants count. Hair transplants count, by the way.
Oh, Rooney.
Yeah, it's gotta be Rooney. It's
Wayne
be
Rooney. Bald Rooney. Bald Rooney was.
Hair transplants count.
Bald Rooney, weren't that? That was 26 league goals, you
know? Oh my gosh, I got it.
Thierry Henry, bald Henry.
Nah.
Bald Henry was crazy.
No, yeah, you weren't wearing 14, he was wearing 12. That weren't the same
Andras
guy.
Andras Townsend.
That might be Anelka, you know. It's Anelka. It's Nicky Anelka. It's Anelka. Season you lot had him.
We're doing bald and hair transplants here. What's going on?
Well, if you got a hair transplant.
It's two separate.
No, they're nah.
Bald
too.
A hair transplant don't make you bald, bro. Stop that.
Huh? Bro, they were bald, bro. You were bald. That's why they got it.
Or they were bald.
They're just wearing a hat.
Oh. He's considering it.
It's sensitive. It's sensitive.
Don't do it, bro. Don't do it.
Don't do it, why not, Lips?
It's weak.
I'm going to do it.
Nah.
I'm doing it.
Let the Lord.
You don't need to.
Nah. You don't I'm sorry, need to. I'm going to bring my ting down to hair.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. What?
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Probably, yeah.
You're a tiger.
I've got a little patch coming here at the back.
Oh, yeah. It's not little, but I hear you.
But yeah, I don't think they can bring, I reckon that's like 50 racks to get your hairline that forward.
Yeah. Even if, hey, hang about. Even if you're Steve or the Madman.
Ooh.
Okay. 35.
Right, guys.
How was your lot's Christmas?
Christmas happened.
Good, man. Busy.
You stuffed?
Huh?
Are you stuffed?
See, when you said her, he didn't know that was a her.
I said so her said first.
Her. Yeah, but you heard what I said. You was going to say, yeah, I'm
are
stuffed.
Are you joking me? I am stuffed.
You're stuffed?
Oh, my God. I have had so much sausage and...
And what?
Pigs in blanket.
Oh, like, pigs in blanket, bro.
Oh, mate.
No, I don't. I hate that.
That's overkill, bro.
No, I didn't like... Pigs in blankets.
Yo, pork
like,
eaters always to... want you to know they eat pork, right?
Yeah, but non-pork eaters want you to know they don't, too.
I'm not going to say I didn't. I had you pigs in... I refuse to say.
What? How is a man doing no comment?
No comment in pork, well, you know.
Are you a pork man? I never had you down as a pork man. But...
Shut up, bro. You know I ain't. You know I ain't, but I don't scream about it from
you
the
rooftop. You know what it is? Because Moggs is a pork man, isn't it? So,
look, how many people got pork on their fork here?
Not me.
Everyone
Dan
apart from me and Loons.
Dan.
No, what are you crazy?
Wait, is there
me?
A chance?
Come on, Rasta, man. Please, man.
Shut
come
up,
on,
Rasta, man. Listen. Is there a chance, right? Is there a chance that we...
Scotch eggs.
I hate them. Yeah, no, I hate scotch eggs.
One second, where did that come from?
Mate, I hate mince pies. Mince pies, brother. Mince pies.
What about
mince pies, bro?
They got pork in them.
Yeah. No, they don't.
They don't. I don't like them.
Haribo's. Haribo's do.
I like them.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
I like them.
Okay,
so.
Pork gelatin.
Hang
we don't
on.
Count that,
I didn't finish what I was saying. Hello.
Sorry.
Is there a chance that we have been lied to about pork?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Like, it's beautiful.
Do you know any things that are beautiful that are not good for you?
Do you know how much things in the world, yeah, that people think are lovely, nice, are bad for you? Do you know what I'm saying? Innit? Like, for example, sugar.
Yeah. So what about
sugar?
That?
It's everyone enjoys sugar, enjoys what it
in
brings,
moderation.
But it's bad
though.
For
sometimes
you.
Sometimes you need sugar.
You need
yeah,
sugar.
Yeah, sometimes.
In moderation.
You never need pork.
Well, Dan
he's a sugar
was addicted
addict.
To sugar, right,
yeah,
Dan?
Yeah, I'm addicted.
A lie?
Not like specs.
Yeah, addicted.
No, he was.
He's addicted. Yeah, he's addicted.
He went inside,
oh,
bro.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, I'm hooked.
He went and saw someone about it. Sorry, I'm divulging here, man.
Let's not talk about Dan's addictions.
Well, let's talk about New Year's resolutions.
Mm. Have you got one?
No, I'm thinking now.
Has anyone got
what's
one?
What's our personal resolutions, actually?
To not get robbed again.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. Is that? Can you make that as a resolution?
What, to not get robbed this year?
Oh, that's not okay. A resolution.
Mm. If you're me, it is.
Ah, so keep your head on a swivel, basically.
Yeah.
That's one of the Ten Commandments, isn't it?
What's that?
What?
Don't get robbed.
How could that is be it? A commandment? How could that...
No, 10 crack commandments, he said.
Oh, my man, it's not in there either.
All right, Biggie. All right, Biggie. It's our Biggie correspondent.
Have you got a New Year's resolution?
I don't do that shit, man.
No.
Why? Because
Because I change naturally, bro. I just evolve, bro.
He's a Neanderthal.
Evolution, you don't notice. It just becomes part of you. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey.
Like, so...
You are a couple million years behind still.
Yeah, he got
it. The guy that reads intro. My man.
Have you got a resolution for him?
Can I say something?
Oh. The Jacob thing. Hey, you can't keep running man. That now. I ain't said much.
You went, when I went to say
something. Yeah, you've been saying, can I say something like anyone stopping you?
We need to resolve you lot's beef.
There's no beef. What are you talking me?
Hey, you see you. You're one of them, man.
You're talking to beat. You're talking to beat.
Oh, we need to reveal your porn star moustache, man.
You know the ones there? Axel Foley.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, you lot squashed your beef by clouding me, yeah? Ah, as long as you made it. As long as you made it. Lippy, you ain't got a New Year's resolution?
You know what? Football related.
Oh, go on.
I'm going to stop.
Arguing with fans on Twitter?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't know, you know. I just got to make it up on the spot. Arsenal thing. You know what, bro? I'm just gonna stop. I'm gonna stop believing, bro. I hear it. I've done it already. It's not that ain't even new. I'm just gonna go back. I'm gonna this is, you know what? On a 5-6 years ago, I would have taken this, so I'm just gonna stay here.
Wait, I don't understand because Arsenal so on a whole, you think you're disappointed. With Arsenal, they're not. You don't think they're in the mix still on that?
I think we are, but it's still this in a where it's in the mix.
What's your resolution for Arsenal then?
For Arsenal, buy Rashford.
Ooh. Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's been. I think I've been saying that for a couple
bro,
years.
Bro, you bought Sterling. You can't see what's happening.
They ain't buying.
Ah, but it's happened. It's happened.
Has he played? Does he play?
Yeah, he's played. Don't do that.
That's just Rashford happening.
He set up Nereri, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, man, he set on.
Bro, you bought Sterling, bro.
We didn't. He's on loan, bro.
Ah, cool. You got Sterling on loan. You can't see that's Rashford happening.
Nah.
Do you know what? The reason why it's different for me, I'm just happy that we take him from you. Just knowing that Margs is upset and you're upset. Maybe not you, but
have him.
Adam Akola upset.
Bro, you could do have him if he turns up.
Nah, but can he do it in London?
I think he can, bro. I see people saying we only want that because of Van Persie. No, it's nothing. It's nowhere near that level.
What? So if he comes to you, does he go up front?
Left wing, man. Our left wing's horror. We need a left winger more than
we need a left winger.
Yes,
we do. Yes, we do, bro.
Who is better, Martinelli or Rashford?
Rashford, easily.
You didn't used to. You didn't used to say that though.
I didn't. But Martinelli now, what Martinelli is now, yeah. You see the way what Speck said he was.
But what Rashford
he's
is
that
now.
Now?
What Rashford is now?
He's not, no, but at least Rashford. You see when Rashford's playing bad, yeah, he's playing bad. So that thing against Arsenal where he kicked it out and that's just shocking. Martinelli will do the right thing, but it's wrong. You feel me, fam? So he'll get a shot on goal. Like we're just happy that he gets a shot off now. It's like year six stuff.
Do you lot think wanting Rashford is ambitious enough?
I've wanted Rashford for years.
So you're just fulfilling. You're just sticking to your.
Oh, team. He's doing that thing. Yeah, yeah. He's doing that thing. I always wanted these Balenci's.
So what are you saying? Rashford's done that then, basically.
How old's Rashford?
27.
Yeah,
he's done it.
No, he's not. He scored 30 last year.
Have we seen the best of him? Already?
No. We know
we have seen the best of Rashford.
I think we have seen the best.
We have seen the best of Rashford.
Unless he goes up.
So he's got more to his game than
wingers
he's displayed.
Wingers don't crack on at 27.
Mo Salah did.
But he's different. He's different.
Mo Salah did, boy. That's the literal age he did.
But that's different, man.
Rashford, he's a deep guy.
In regards to what?
Life. Look, you know, you only have to look at what he's done for all of the kids. Let me go here. Let me land
that's
with this
good
one.
PR
yeah?
team, man. That's good PR team, man. There's a gap in the industry, man. Feel that. Okay, but let's pretend for a minute that a young black guy did do something for the community. You ain't believe it. So it inspires, right?
Anyway. I'll pretend he did that. Sure.
He definitely did it, boy.
Exactly.
He definitely
man.
Did it. And he does it with no cameras as well. All of this sort of like, he literally goes
shit,
to the school.
I thought you meant deep as in like, he's emotional and shit. I was
No. He is emotional. But emotionally deep for that. So what I'm saying, maybe he's been emotional over the years. Maybe he gets to a stage in his life. He goes Arsenal,
yeah,
and it clicks.
Yeah,
maybe.
You know when you're too deep in a situation, you can't even look at it objectively. Maybe he's able to actually play better in a team that he hasn't got a such
yes.
deep connection with him.
And this new challenge he's talking about, maybe, just maybe.
It's Arsenal.
It's like them couples there. You know that you see them on Instagram together, and then he's just gone to the a restaurant with his new drone, yeah, and he's seen his missus in there with her new fella, and they're just. Nah, they've just they're gonna have to break up now. Now it's official.
Does that happen to you?
That's me. Why me? I'm saying this is what Rashford and Man United are going through right now. So you know what I'm saying?
Who's he seeing? What's the other missing?
He's seeing that Man United can get on without him with other wide players, isn't it? So they're there with them, and now he's got he's there with his.
I'm not gonna lie.
With a joint, like it's a media
selling
thing,
him.
But
you lot selling him would be a mistake.
Getting treated
100%.
Mistake? Why?
Because you're going to be left with Garnacho and all of them.
Yeah.
And they could just be a mess.
Bro, a minute ago, Garnacho was the best winger in Chelsea's team.
We're not going to be left with anything because we'll buy.
He said Garnacho.
You're not going to get much for Rashford, though. Yeah, let's
talk about we don't want much for Rashford. But anything will be profit anyway. So just to be clear, you will take Rashford and you're happy with that signing.
Yeah.
I'll get a striker, though.
Is there anyone better that you could get?
Of course there is.
That's what I'm wondering. 100%.
So if you had the money, you'd
It's January
spend the money.
Though, it's January.
You'd
You're not getting him in Jan, bro.
Left winger you could, bro. Say again?
You spend the money on a left winger over a striker or a
centre midfielder.
Or a creative midfielder.
I would. I think Trossard and Martinelli are I know man are doing the raw, don't chat shit about the people that I don't know.
I'll tell you what Arsenal might need as a New Year's resolution. A new manager.
Why?
Not yet.
I've heard an argument that he's a top four manager rather than a title winning manager.
You've got to be a top four manager before you get to top, before you.
You
get
can always. We had this with Claudio Ranieri, where he could get you to a certain point. You need to give the baton to someone proper. Remember, this is his first job.
Now, who replaces him?
He doesn't get replaced.
I don't think you get rid of Arteta, though. I don't think you get rid of Arteta.
Is Xabi Alonso still at Leverkusen?
Would you take him?
It's got to be him, yeah.
No, what are you doing? What are you not doing?
What am I doing?
No.
Let me stop. Two seconds. This is another New Year's resolution for the Arsenal fans, them. Stop this emotional attachment. If it's a man that might end up on Filthy, I get it, bro. Mikel Martinelli, they're never coming here, bro.
Can I pause you there? If you said another gaffer that's got a history of doing things for a longer period of time, maybe. But you're picking the guy in the league that we don't rate.
Bro,
that one second, let me land, I'll let you speak. Yeah. You're picking Xabi Alonso for Bayer Leverkusen after one successful season, and you think that's enough for you to guarantee that he comes to the Premier League and pushes on from where Arteta is. You don't even believe that. You probably just had enough of Arteta.
Shall I be honest, bro? Now that you said that, shall I be real, bro? I reckon about 17 managers would have won the league with us.
Wow.
No way.
No way. Let me say
they wouldn't even got to
Let me land.
There's not a manager on earth other than my man that's top at Christmas that goes and get Trossard and Kiwior, bro.
But he didn't. No,
and Jorginho.
But you know, don't do that because he was trying for Caicedo.
Mudryk.
He was trying for Mudryk. He was trying for individuals, and he couldn't get them.
Mudryk.
And guess what? And we finished second. One second. And we finished second to arguably one of the greatest managers of all time.
As much as I hear that, the summer came now. Well, you got longer time to prepare again. What do you do? You don't go get a man again, bro. Because you're happy with the guy that was planned.
But then, all right, cool. So the following season, we finished 2 points off the title. So I hear where you're coming from, but we made improvement from the people that you're talking about. We still went on and made improvement the following season. We weren't worse. We actually progressed on.
What about now? Okay. After January, if we don't.
Who's got a little brother?
Me.
I've got two.
You
can beat him up, innit?
Yeah, they're twins though, so they'll rush me. I reckon I'll punch up both of them.
You can punch up your little brothers. It don't matter. And listen, if you're racing your little brother, it don't matter how much room we give him a head start, you catch him by the finish line.
That's
what Pep did to Arteta. You can't have Arteta whilst Pep's still here.
No, but yeah,
let me give you this example, yeah? It's like, I've got an older brother, innit? So my little brother could never do this to me because I'm the older brother.
How old is your older brother?
5 years older than me, innit?
50?
So, no.
55.
My brother's 50. I got a 50-year-old brother.
No, my brother's not 50. So, but when he was like 16 or 17.
Oh my god!
I thought you was
gonna say 16.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, no, but Steve, you got a 50-year-old brother. So,
what are you talking about? Like,
when I was 16. You got a 50-year-old brother, bro. So what are you talking about? You used to get beat up by your 50-year-old
brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Speak.
That's how
like my dad. Yeah.
Steve, fucked up.
All right, can we explore the prospect of Arsenal getting a striker? I would like, and I've asked for a
Ivan
long
Tony.
Time. Not Ivan Tony. I want Lookman.
Lookman as a striker?
Yes.
What?
What do you mean?
What?
Why not?
What?
Why do you look
like strikers that are not strikers?
I think Arsenal are cooked.
Manager, AMLC and striker.
No, lose. Imagine this. I've got Sky and got what you got. So I can watch every single football match and I've been doing it.
I can watch.
Yes, I can. And I can do it legally. So I've been doing it for the past 3-4 years. So don't say that I'm one of these new guys with Lookman. No, I'm not one of them brothers. I'm not one of them guys.
Lookman can't play as a striker.
Wait. Poet, they only watch the channels they want you to have.
No. You can improve your package.
You can't watch what I'm watching.
I don't want to watch some of the things you're watching, Charlie.
You can't watch BN Sports with real commentary.
Let's pivot.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. No, real commentary. We're not pivoting.
Russian commentators.
Bro, Lookman Striker. He's watching Channel U.
I'm on the same thing as Arteta. He believes Manieri can play up front. I don't believe that. That was stinky.
What is that?
Ethan Manieri up front, I don't understand.
Even if you believe that,
keep it to yourself. Yeah.
Like the Community Shield thing.
Yeah. Whereas, do we not, again, trust that maybe the guy that watches him every day might believe he can play up front?
That's true.
Who's the guy that watches him?
Arteta.
Arteta.
Manieri. Not him. Not Lookman. It's not this Lookman thing. That's wrong.
You know what? I could see him playing up top.
No, but did you hear what he said?
What? So you're getting mad about Lookman, but you're thinking Ethan Wanyeri, you believe he can play up front. Why? Why?
Because he plays centrally anyway. He just plays deeper like Bobby Firmino. You just push him up, false nine, boom. Yeah, making a winger, a striker, you either get Omri or...
So you might get Henry.
You might, but you might not.
Leave it. So what? But I've never seen the attacking midfielder. Maybe you have to correct me. Like in an Ethan, and he plays number 8. I've never seen the number 8 play up front. So give me an example.
What did Arteta say?
When Arteta said he could play up front based on who the wingers are.
Mike.
Let me land. Let me clean that.
Boys, let me clean. I'm gonna lead you in.
Go on.
I'm gonna lead him in.
Go on.
Let's do it clean. Because he wasn't going into the mic. Felix just said that.
Go on.
Right. What did Arteta say?
So Arteta said he can play.
What
up.
The was that?
No,
you
right. No. Did you know? Felix, was I right, Felix? Felix, was I right? Was I right? They didn't give me a chance. They didn't give me a chance.
You said it like I was going to say it. Arteta said all the children died. No. None of the children made it.
No. Because you wanted to say, I'm trying to help you out.
No, we got you.
Sorry,
we're
going.
Wait,
let me get it.
Take three.
Exactly, man.
Johnny's a prick.
See?
Take three.
From Friday. Oi, Lips. So what did Arteta say?
Now we gotta leave the whole thing. Now we gotta keep the whole thing. Steve-o.
Someone else did.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Let's pivot.
Arteta said, yeah, that he could play up front based on who the wingers are, yeah?
And you want Rashford?
No. I'm saying that's a scorcher thing. He's just saying after he said the magic, he's just waffling. Like
loons.
Nah.
What's Liverpool's New Year's resolutions?
Liverpool's New Year's resolution is, yeah. Do you want to know my Liverpool resolution or do you want to know the club's? Because I'll think for the
both,
club.
Both.
No. Okay, go on.
All right, so my one for the club is, yeah.
to my one for the guys.
You made them interracial. They just together.
Yeah, that's cold though. Go ahead.
Yeah, but yeah. So yours, yeah. And then the clubs, but you've mixed them together.
Yeah, my one for my team.
Well, it's not going to be for anyone else's team, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's asking about Liverpool.
So I'm just giving clarification. So anyway, my one for my team is stop speaking up about like highlighting when the players are doing super well. Yeah, just be humble. And modest with it, because when you do that, other platforms steal your, you know, you're seeing all Sky Sports doing things on Grav, and you know I've been talking about Grav from day here.
What?
Yeah, they're doing all that. He's got the most ball carries in the whole of Europe.
Because the media will rate them.
You're saying you're going to stop rating your players because Sky Sports do it after?
Because they're stealing ideas. You hear Carragher stealing mugs and stuff. They're stealing me. You know what I'm saying? They're stealing my tactics.
I hear it. Yeah, they're stealing the tactics.
It's just like, I'm just going to calm down. Yes, and for the club. And then for the club, I'm going to say we're going to make, you know, you used to be able to do that in Football Manager. You can make a player have a buddy, a young player.
Yeah.
You can make Kwanzaa buddy up with Virgil. Because how he shook in these headlights right now. We just need him to strengthen up. And then we got it.
Would you sign anyone in, John?
Yes.
Who?
Ideally.
Realistically,
Valverde.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask a question? Can I ask a Liverpool question to you, mate?
Sure.
Because we're seeing the decline of Man City.
Mm-hmm.
How long would you say Virgil van Dijk, Salah, Alisson, how long they got left?
I think Alisson goes soon. I think we're going to cash in on him. I think so.
Because you've got the new goalkeeper that's coming in anyway.
Yeah, Marashvili, and then we've got the best
number. Get 70 million on it?
And then we got million? The number, best number two in Europe. And then I think Virgil, how he plays football and how football's played, I think he's got like 3-4 years in him, my boy. It's just, but you see just how the game's played. Yeah, he reminds me of Dan, you know. Dan, you remind me of Virg. You remind me of Virgil, man. That's a compliment.
I don't know why.
He's older, he still kicks ball every week. You know what I'm saying, innit?
How old is Van Dijk? Van Dijk
33.
32?
He's
30,
like, year above
he's
Man.
He's 33,
but you're
still,
half,
yeah. No way am I older
it's than easy
Van Dijk.
For him, you know what I mean?
Haven't you got a bigger problem, though? So then what are you going to do about the contract situation with Trent? Isn't a New Year's resolution to wrap that up or
and Salah, right, and I swear there's
freedom. No, Salah looks like apparently he's getting wrapped up. I heard some conversation about that. But Trent...
the contracts are in, innit?
Is that good for you or bad for you?
I like it, man.
You was moaning earlier about spending 100 million on players that you never got. You wouldn't have wanted Caicedo, all of that. Yeah,
bro, end of the day, if it was my 100 million, I wouldn't have bought him.
He is expensive, Salah, yeah? He obviously will get a loyalty bonus. He's going to take up a whole lot of wages.
Christmas bonus.
Yeah? Would you give it to him? He's old Christmas bonus. Obviously, we've seen him with a tree.
His decline is so small, yeah? It's not even...
You think he's declined?
No, because of course, his first season, he hit like 35.
How many times have we seen this? You play for your contract.
Yeah, but...
You play for your contract. Everyone knows what you're doing this season.
Yeah, for real.
Everyone, we've seen it 1,000 times.
All right, you've seen it 1,000 times, but you ain't seen what Mo Salah's done. Because like we're saying, just on a little pivot, with Rashford, man, he's done at his club. So when he goes to Arsenal, he's still gonna be done. When Salah was at Chelsea, and when Liverpool signed him, man was messaging me laughing. Hey, you got Chelsea.
See Liverpool, yeah.
Man was different. You know what I'm saying, innit? So
it's a different end.
Different.
It's a different.
Yeah,
end.
But I'm saying you play for your contract. Yeah, that's what you do. You go Barmy. He's been going Barmy.
He's a god, bro. He's different.
It's wow. Different. The mentality.
I've never heard you say
Ross.
That.
He's a god there.
Nah, he is.
Come on, man. That's not me stupid, man. No one other than maybe like Madrid, Barcelona, Arsenal, Chelsea. Not really people have got someone. And your ones young.
Henry,
your ones are still
Henry.
Young. They ain't even got their... I'm saying actively playing.
Because no one stays at a club that longer anyway.
Exactly. Like you ain't even got no one. No one's got no one
but this
with
is
the
your
records
Henry.
That
you
he's
got. Him
got.
Now. You got the,
no, yeah,
you
we, got had, we have Fowler. We've had Owen. Yeah, we've had Torres.
Like is it fair to say that the gods at other clubs don't... They're not as...
Godly.
Like... He said he's gone to leave a couple of times, isn't it? He sort of threatened you lot to leave.
No.
Has he?
No.
Yeah.
He's just said this is going to be...
No?
He goes, as it stands, this is going to be my last time playing.
He does reverse
yeah,
psychology.
He wants to deal with it.
Bro, he said, the last interview I see him talking about the contract, he said, listen, this is my last year. So as far as I'm concerned, it's my last year.
So I'm the banging out.
The next match, him Bang. And Van Dijk there, like, yeah, I'm here forever.
So that's not godly.
What do you mean?
That's not loyal, is it? Noble, Gerrard, John Terry.
Don't say Noble and then Gerrard. Gerrard was leaving, bro.
Exactly.
This is what low E is, yeah. Your contract is up for dispute and your performance is never up for dispute.
It's true.
That is loyalty, bro. That's different drip. You lot don't, no one knows this. No one from any other club knows this. Because when their players are going through it, they have a signed the contract and it goes,
nah, it's not
or,
even
or
that.
They don't sign the contract and they leave. This guy is saying, boy, I don't know what's going on. Bang, 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 bang. Bro, big
so
trip.
So he never gave you no problems?
Big, no problems. He hits the bunion
bag. See Salah, yeah? Salah's got to Liverpool and he, as far as he's concerned, if he's performing at a level, yeah, Liverpool are amongst one of the best teams in the
and
world.
And he understands
and
that.
And because he understands that, that's why he's performing how he's performing, bro. He knows he's Mr. Liverpool.
He travelled 6 hours to training as he's, yeah.
Oh, bear players have got that story, man. I reckon football's across the road, but that's another story. You're saying, innit?
Jordy. Manchester United.
Yes.
No man's land right now. What's your New Year's resolutions?
No man's land.
No man's land, 100%.
All right.
No one knows what's happening over there.
I do.
I do when I'm over there. Because I keep seeing him out. But
who?
You
could
know
any of them.
I know you know who I keep seeing out.
He's got accomplices.
No, he's one up these times.
Is it?
Well, no one from the team. But I'd like a midfielder with legs. Someone that could travel like 10 yards up the pitch at least. Because I don't think we have
what
that.
What about that kid from Brighton?
Belieber.
Quality.
He looks cold, innit?
Left quality. Hopefully he don't go there. Hopefully he's not stupid.
How old is he? 20?
20.
Believer. Hopefully he's not stupid.
I'd love a
we
left.
We need that.
I'd love a left back / left wing back.
On the last, well, a couple of shows ago, I think it was you that said you think Amorim would be the first to get the sack, and you agreed, right?
That's ridiculous.
Do you think he's going to be given time? Like,
yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Whether he wins, loses, he's just going to be given time.
Of course,
time.
He needs time.
You know, you said that about Ten Hag, innit?
Ten Hag got
and
time.
He was the first to go. He was the first to go
at the top six.
Ten Hag got time.
Yeah, but you. I said he'd be the first to go. You said this. Remember when? Now you weren't. I'm moving like.
But he nodded. He's watching.
I watched it.
You saw it on Sky.
Yeah.
But now all jokes aside.
I watched it.
Marks was saying Arteta would go first.
Yeah, Marks is.
Amorim will go first.
Amorim won't go first.
He will, bro.
Is it just Amorim me? Yeah, or is he coming in and almost just doing a lot of talking for a man that said he didn't want to do no talking past the first day?
He hasn't got a choice.
Yeah, but that's not his. That's
no,
not his fault,
no,
man.
No. But I'm saying
he hasn't got a choice.
When I say a lot of talking, it's not the it's the words he's saying. Like he's being like
saying a lot, bro.
I remember when Andre Villas-Boas tried to come in and do this.
Jesus Christ,
that's who he reminds me of. That's what I said. The job's too big for him.
Say the microphone.
That's who he reminds me of. The job's too
trying to do the charisma thing through
the job's too big
like,
for him.
It's big, bro.
You know what it was? Andres Villas-Boas was going to go to Tottenham And then he went to Chelsea. They intervened, didn't it? And if he went Tottenham, he would have probably had a good time.
He still went Tottenham.
He went Tottenham. And
but
was
he was
horrible.
Supposed to go beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, so it didn't. If he went there beforehand, it was it's an idiot job. You got a couple decent players. You met man score a goal. You understand? It's easy. You understand? Pick them off FM. It's easy work. Easy.
Remember, he's trying to do the whole special one story again over there,
and it mash up.
I don't think he's. I don't think that's the same guy though.
Look, do you know what? Look, I'm just. You know what it is? You see me? Yeah. Even if I was a manager going into a massive team, yeah, with regardless of how United are, they're a big team. They're a big brand. It's big.
It's good marks, ain't it?
So when I say, like, when you go in there, obviously that's the way they've been rude. I thought he was gonna keep him. He just come through with his lot. I'm sure a bunch of Moroccans, yeah? He's come through with them. No, bro, he's come through with bear man.
You can't keep Rude, though. Rude wanted the job. Huh? You can't keep him.
No, but as in, he's got rid of everyone.
You can't keep a Manchester United man round. You can't do that because he's going to be telling you, that's not the Manchester United way. Brother, get him off this, brother.
You know, you don't keep saying it's a big job and all of that. I only think the job's big now because of the size of the club and then the fans and the noise. But outside of the noise, no disrespect, page two is not a big job. And it's been like this for a long, long while. It's a big job. No, in a sense, it's a big club. What expectations?
Leeds is a big
job.
No,
it is. Listen.
I don't know if it's a big job.
Poet, this is what's going to happen, yeah? Facts. This year as well, yeah? Summer's going to come. He's going to spend a lot of money, yeah? So straight away, that mid-table job is now you've got expectation because you've spent all this dough.
But how is that any different to anybody else? I think the bigger jobs are the ones that come with huge expectations. So the next man that comes to Man City, that's a big job.
But he's mad young. He's still learning. He's still learning on the job. He's like 40-something.
I hear you, but you see Man United, it just reminds me of where Arsenal was at the time. It's a very difficult job that's going to require a lot of work and an extensive skill set. But I don't... Time, you're going to need time.
No, but when he says big job, he's not talking about this, like... How good it is. It's about...
It's the workload.
Literally, yeah, the workload. He's got a lot of work.
But I think with that workload, nowadays anyway, because you have a shorter time period as a manager, I think the biggest jobs are the jobs where it's like you're going to Man City or you're going to Bayern Munich and you got to sort it out in one or two seasons. If that... I think he's going to get more than... I think Amor will get a few more seasons. I don't think he's going to get Ten Hag. I reckon he will, man. I reckon he will.
If you can't make it happen, bro, in one or two seasons,
Nah, they'll give him a bit more time, bro.
It depends. Because like, you see Ten Hag, yeah? Say Ten Hag came... Where did he finish in his first season? Third, I swear.
Yeah.
If he came seventh, he'd still be your manager, bro. It would be fine. But straight away, third. So now you're looking for improvement. That's why Anarim might be all right. Because I think you'll get about sixth, seventh. And then he'll be like, yeah. But then he'll be, if you don't get third, fourth straight away, and then
it's going to
be...
Okay, and let me ask you.
No, two seconds. And then as soon as he gets third, fourth, he's going to say, ah, bang, challenge.
And you think no one's going to get sacked before that?
What do you mean? Not Spurs managers definitely getting sacked before
what, yeah,
that,
but,
man.
I mean, you think I'm thinking of Spurs? When I'm saying anyone, Liverpool, Chelsea, United, Arsenal, City.
You think Amorim is the first to go?
100%.
All right, let's have a bet then. Let's have a bet. Uh-huh. If Amorim, because nothing, don't forget money.
Forget money.
Forget money. No, it's cool.
Finished,
it's cool.
Bro. Forget money. Yeah, nah,
forget
for
money. Forget money.
All right, then.
Let's have a bet. If Amorim goes first.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You gotta go. If Amorim goes first, I'll go to a barber and get eyebrow slits. Other way around, it's you.
That's dangerous.
Eyebrows, you know.
And it's not the one thing, it's two.
What, two?
Yeah.
On each?
No, one.
Ah, cool, cool. Ah, go on then. Go on then.
Yeah?
Go on then, yeah. That's not enough. I'm borderline true.
Alright, who do you think? Alright, what's it? Alright, who do you think's first?
Who do you think's gonna end up with slits?
You.
What? Stop. No, no, no. Who do you think what manager's going first?
Amorim.
Right. If he doesn't, should we do one?
Nah.
Wait.
You're too crazy, bro. Yeah, you're
too crazy. No. See, you should have done your bet with me, see?
Yeah, you're too crazy, man.
Wait, Jordy, what do you reckon about, crazy, you know, like Man United every single year try and get rid of Harry Maguire, but he sticks around?
Bro, we signed a contract, bro.
I heard.
Yes.
But doesn't that kind of allude you to believe that you may need a established centre-back there? Because it looks like you still need a centre-back.
Laura.
Would you sign
Laura.
A centre-back? Yeah, but he's still young.
Laura.
He's still young, 18, 19.
You don't
like,
believe it.
You need a centre-back. Don't you think you don't need a centre-back to sign someone that
I think we'll probably get centre-backs, if I'm honest with you.
Who would you want to get a centre-back? Who would you want to get a centre-back in world football now?
What?
Wait. So you're going to get... Martinez is the truth. Euros, Madrid wanted him. You're still buying centre-backs. What are we doing?
Crazy.
Yeah, but obviously it's not working, though. But it's not working, though.
No, I hate when he argues with the timeline to me. It's true. Like, bro, move from me, bro.
This is what they all say.
He argues with the timeline to me, bro.
Listen to IP, this is what I'm going to say to you.
Euros, cool. Euro's cool.
You see a group of fans, this is why he gets frustrated. He lashes out at Arsenal fans online.
Yeah.
Because they say things like, would you swap Martinelli for Mbappe and 45 million? Nah. He gets pissed off because you get put in a...
Yeah, you get bundled up.
That's you lot. You said it as well. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you. But Jordi is so different to Man United fans. I wouldn't even answer him. You know, he's so Muggs different.
Muggs is the timeline living. Yes. He's forget all that. The flesh.
I think Euro's cool. He seems to like Maguire in the free, but I think Maguire will be rotational.
I think Delitt's all right.
I think Maguire will be rotational. Yeah, yeah. I believe he's going to replace Martinez.
Serious? Even after that pass?
I believe he's going to replace Martinez.
You see, Delitt, I love that he don't know what to do with a false nine. I love that. You know what I'm saying, innit? When he sees him, he's like...
No, but that's his issue. Nah, that's what
you're somewhere I'm told not to go. You see him making the decision all
he's
the time.
Sure.
I think the whole thing's broken, you know? I think you lot need like six players.
Yeah, but I reckon we'll get three.
I reckon everyone's got to go.
Is everything broken? Because like, you know what? One thing I'm finding out about Man United is they've got players like Ahmad. Ahmad wasn't really...
Ahmad's coach.
Ahmad's a player.
I've been saying
he's it. A player. And it's just, I kept saying as well, when a new manager comes in, you'll find out the ability of certain players that you didn't know prior.
Mazwari, man.
Mazwari, he's a player. I think
they need to build the team around that.
Do they need a new keeper?
Yes, absolutely.
I would get a new keeper.
I'd say. Bro, remember 2 weeks ago? Oh, he's great. I'll back
you with that one.
Yeah, it's keeper of the season.
Bro,
I'll still get a new keeper.
Your eyes don't lie. You see the eye test. It works, yeah, for midfielders and his stats don't match. But my man's strong, doesn't give the ball away, but he don't do assists and goals. Eye test can work. But you see your goalie, bro. The eye test, bro, he's mid, bro. You see,
I don't know if he's mid, though, because you know what? I think he plays like he's playing for a team that's top. And so certain situations that are happening, like, you don't understand. These men are nervous. Stop making them more nervous when you're holding on the ball for too long and you're on page two.
Nah, but even
if you was top two.
Bro, even when he does pass, though, he passes not on the safe side. Like, as in, he kills players,
no,
bro.
Trust me, I feel this way about Rea, you know. Sometimes I'm like, Rea, you're taking too many risks. But we're top two, top three. Like, I don't really mind. Whereas if I was 10th and I had Rea doing that, I personally wouldn't be happy.
Anana's not even fit. Like, let's have it right. Now, I know it's sounds Drake. He's not. He's like...
What do you mean?
Look at him. I'm asking.
Tell me. What do you mean?
Lose about half a stone at least. Lean up a bit. Then some of them actions
I bet
will not be...
as hell,
no.
Bro, you see Libby, okay, you know?
What do you mean? No, bro. Like, would you... Do you see him crafting, man?
Libby talks like a sports scientist.
It's not a sports scientist. It's bait, bro. You don't. He's moving. He moves like Barthez, bro. Look at him, man.
No, he does. You're right, though.
He's still rocking his Adidas boots from when he had a deal with them. He's not with Adidas no more. I've checked.
Hey.
He's not Adidas athlete, but he's still wearing
why
his old dreads. Because I'm like, bro, why is
he's a loser? That's why. He's a loser. Yeah, he's a loser.
I checked.
Lippy, not yeah. Lippy. How can I look at Steve and say Lippy? That's crazy. Steve, would Rashford be better at United or away from them?
Away.
Is that better for United or Rashford?
I'm for Rashford.
Ain't it better for both?
No, definitely not United.
So United will hurt from losing him?
Because he's a good player.
Yeah, I think United will hurt from losing him. 100%.
But don't you feel like it's just looking like there's always a problem with Rashford. Like, for example, there'll be a season where he's incredibly good and then the following season, you're kind of waiting for it and then...
Because these managers, he's getting managers like
forget
this.
Forget that. He is a winger and we don't have... wingers now. We got wing backs and tens and strikers.
Where does he stand?
Where's he played?
He plays in the tens.
I know you say you don't have quote unquote wingers, but them guys behind the nine are your width behind the nine.
Mm-hmm.
And him there with less defensive responsibility. But he'll hit a point this season. Let's have it right. I don't think he's gonna go in January, innit? And if he doesn't, I doubt you'll let him go in summer because I think he'll do something in this new shape. I hope he goes in January. And
he won't go in Jan. He won't go in Jan.
No, but hold on. Why is there such a difference in the communication? He's saying new challenge and when I go, get me, I won't be leaving in a bad way. Yeah. And then Anarim comes out and saying, nah, his new challenge is here. So already I don't like it, man.
You know what Anarim's done? Anarim's done what bare old Man United fans have done, innit? Gone on YouTube and ran back his clips and said, "Rotted, no way."
You're the gaffer, Jordy, and that's what he's saying on Twitter. Do you challenge that, or do you say to him, "You know, let's get him out. Let's have people that actually want to play for this club right now, because we're on page two."
But he's more Man U than you lot.
Yeah, cool. You can be more Man U, but if you're not working, kick, bro.
Get out.
All right, what about Bruno? Because I'm not sure if you saw him the other day. I know you lots love the stats and that, but
you always say you lots.
Because that's you all get pushed in, bro. Understand?
No. I'm talking about the grammar now.
Yeah. That's because I was talking to...
No, you lots.
Yeah.
No, you're saying it wrong.
No, I'm not. That's how I want to say it. I want it to be colloquial. Well, you want to speak proper?
Yes.
You got the same views as KG, by the way. So, you know.
You guys...
That's bad.
Love the stats and love the
you got the same hairline as KG.
No, I ain't.
He was... Ooh.
No, I ain't.
Put it back on.
I still touch it at the front of my face. You're
saluting. See the space.
Hey, he went, I see you're saluting. I see you. No. Attention.
All right, that's my joke. I gave you that. That's my thing. You just took my own thing. That's my thing. It's a good one, that. Someone done it to me back in the day. I'll take Jabbo.
Bruno Fernandes, yeah? Does he have a place in Anarim's team?
Yes.
I know he's Portuguese.
It's hard to tell right now.
Nah.
Because he's going to play.
He was poor.
Against?
But he hasn't.
In the derby.
Do you know what I don't like? I don't like that. So we talk about this Maverick. We always mention Mavericks on the show, yeah? Bruno is a Maverick.
No, he ain't.
Yes, he is.
No, yeah.
Brother, you only have to watch him and see how many goals. Right, Bruno. He's come in and said straight away, stop doing that, stop doing this, stop. Like, it's like, bro, you're taking away from what the guy is now. You can coach and say, look, bring that down to a minimum, less of them balls. But
what are we taking away from them?
He's spamming L1 triangle.
Exactly.
Shall I tell you what the issue is? He's a moist Maverick. He's moist. Mavericks are meant to be like, yeah, let's do this for the... He's a crying Maverick.
He's a Maverick Saber. He's
a Maverick Saber. That's my
Maverick
brother.
Saber's cold. I love Maverick.
He's a singer.
I love
he's
Maverick.
He's cold singer, but he's not a Maverick. He's a Maverick Saber.
Maverick Saber's hard.
No, but he's saying, do you know why he's saying he's a Maverick Saber? Because in that tune, Maverick Saber's complaining.
What tune? Go on.
I need your skies. I need.
Hey, that tune.
I need.
That's a banger. That's a banger.
Are you mad? You know, heard the tune he just done with Georgia Smith?
Yeah.
Loving
yeah, yeah.
you. Bad. Yeah, yeah. He comes in.
Look at you. You're cheeky.
Hey. Yeah, but you know what? I like Bruno, man. I think you're giving it a bit harsh. Even the way he took the penalty afterwards. Yeah, of course.
Playing where?
Poet liking a player is bad news.
He's bad.
It's bad.
Bad for the club.
It's bad for the club. Poet likes Havertz.
He would lose you so much control of a game. It's unreal. You lot are so used to having control of a game.
I understand where you're coming from, but look who he's got around him.
No, he don't care. Don't you get it? This guy obviously doesn't care about who he's got around him. He just wants to... Bro, he holds triangle hard.
Do you know what's so sad? I remember Cristiano Ronaldo. Bruno before Cristiano Ronaldo scoring goals from 30 yards and playing so well. I just feel like he's at a part where Rashford is probably right now with his Man United side, where you've tried everything in your power to try and make Man United good, but we're on page two. And I blame more of Man United than I do the individual players.
Who do you not blame?
Huh?
Who do you not blame then?
At Manchester United, players that I'm like, oh, you give them a break. Flipping hell, bruv. I don't know. Because do you know what it is? Every crop of players that have come in
you
since...
You said Bruno's one.
I don't blame a lot of the players because I think there's been so many good players over the past 10 years at Manchester United. And it's always the players' fault. But the circumstances have consistently been the same, irrespective of who's been there. You don't really make a good title challenge. You don't look like you're progressing. And you haven't for the past 10 years. So I don't know whose fault it is, but I just don't really blame it too much on the personnel anymore.
I'll be real. I don't blame any of your wide players apart from Garnacho. I think he's... I wouldn't say he's bad, but he's young, innit? So he's still learning, innit? But I think Rashford looks how he looks because of the team and the system that he's played in.
So why did he look good that one season?
Who? Rash?
Watch, like, yeah, like.
There's a few seasons he's looked good, you know? Don't just ask
no,
anyone.
No, we're talking about the 30, though.
Was that under Ollie?
No, it was under Ten Hag.
It was under Ten Hag, innit? I think maybe the new manager, like, bounce. Confidence.
The way he bit the World Cup as well, he came back off that World Cup and he won.
That was where it came. He came on two touches.
Always been capable of that. It's not like that happened and it was like, whoa, what the hell? It's not a Martinelli thing.
You think he's always been capable of that?
Yeah, I think
he's... You think he's capable of it again?
Hasn't he scored 20 plus in a season before as well?
Not in a league.
But
yeah, he has in a season.
In all competitions.
Yeah, definitely.
He's never scored in Liverpool though. And I don't mean just at Liverpool. He's never scored at Everton either.
Yeah.
Never scored at Goodison or Anfield. That's poor in that.
How do you know these things?
Yes, he has scored at Liverpool. No, he scored against Liverpool at United.
At United, Everton, at United. He's never scored away against no teams from Liverpool.
So what's the sort like? Is it bad? That bad?
Cool. So for a person from Man United, those are two of your bunny big rivals. Like,
Everton's not a rival, bro.
They hate Everton as much as Everton hate them. That's why with the Rooney chant. They do, man. It's not the team.
Yeah, but that's wasting your time. Like, how could Everton hate United?
No, it's a city drama.
Yeah, but even if it's a city drama, Everton
fans, Manchester City, they don't like
it. Don't worry, boys.
It's the truth.
Don't worry, boys. Done.
Yeah.
What's Chelsea's New Year's resolution? I think I got one for you.
More the same, mate.
I'd say
I think I got five for you. I got five for you.
I think we just gotta take it game by game.
Hey, listen, I'm going to copyright all my you got to stop. Find another one. Match by
how
match.
How can game by game
is everyone's
line. On this show,
bro.
When men ask me what's Liverpool going to do.
Game by game.
When men said, well, Liverpool going to win the league? And I said, I'm going to take it game by game.
When did you say that?
Van Dijk said.
That's this year.
You said it only like two episodes ago.
Oh, this stinks. If you're going to claim game by game, get the f*** out. How dare you? What the hell is
this?
Shut
up, man.
What the hell is this?
I remember I was on this show, I think it was about 2 years ago, and I said, let's get ready to rumble. I said, let's get ready to rumble.
Did you?
Yeah, that's my line.
Maybe.
That's me.
It's meaty though.
Huh?
That's me.
Let's get ready to rumble.
All right, let's get ready.
He doesn't even get it.
And he thinks it's meaty, by the way.
He's so prick as
one
well.
One of the greatest lines ever. What? By who?
I remember when I said everybody's and everyone started taking it. Everybody's.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Hey. Don't do that again, you know.
Everyone tries to steal my I tell you.
Dan.
I'm evolutionary, bro.
You've given him time to think now.
No, we look.
Let me land.
As far as a New Year's resolution, I think we need to go with Jorginson as our number one.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Don't know who that is.
It's not Sanchez.
Okay.
I hate you.
I'd drop Sanchez. What I think Petrovic? He's going to cost us.
He's
he's on loan.
So he's not buy a keeper.
Jorginson's cold.
Serious?
Yeah.
I'd go with him as our number one. Because then you'll just save yourself some stress. We need a defender. Not sure if we can find one.
Oh, I like the right back. Gusto's got to play now, bro.
He's player.
Gusto's better than what? Reece James.
Not that he's better, but he's just more fit.
That's better.
Best ability, availability.
You can have a Bentley that don't move, and I can have a Fiat Punto. My Punto's better.
No, it's not.
Once it's moving,
but it's not. Yeah.
You can play tunes in your garden.
I'd rather have my Bentley that don't move.
Yeah,
you know?
Work.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting it outside my yard.
Then you got Casemiro in the middle of the park. No one's happy with that. I need some legs.
No, but it's not better.
Fiat Punto. The Fiat Punto that gets you from A to B is better.
It is better.
What you, bro?
The purpose of a car is to drive and
drive
move.
It.
The moment it don't move, your car's dead.
You got CarPlay in your driveway, bro. That's what you got. CarPlay in your driveway, bro. That's it.
All right. What's gonna get you more, Jones? The Bentley that don't move or the Punto that does?
How are the gal gonna see the Bentley?
Poet.
Poet. You see, once I fix that Bentley,
yeah.
It's a wrap.
What are you talking about?
No, but that's always, it's always that sentence.
How many managers have managed Reece James? Four or five?
Oh, now they can't fix that Bentley.
It's five, it's got five previous owners. Five people tried to fix the Bentley.
Bentley and it can't move.
Can we also clarify that Gusto is not a Fiat Punto?
No way.
Dan, what is he?
That was bad.
Dan, what is
that? One series.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Now hold on. Dan, what is he?
What Bentley is it? A Bentayga? Because I want to know, like, what is it?
A Q what?
I think it's a Q8.
Woo!
Not RS Q8.
Okay.
I didn't say RS Q8.
What? A Q8S?
You say RS? Because he got cane rolls.
A Q8S, yeah, standard. Cloth seats.
Nah, man, we're going half and halves. I think we're going half and half. But it moves.
RS, what's the estate? RS6.
Yeah, maybe it's RS6. RS6,
yeah. The estate.
It's the same engine though, you know, it's the same engine.
What do you lot think Chelsea's resolution should be?
I would have said to buy a keeper, to be fair. Because I think your defence is quite young.
I'm saying don't put your hand in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say, yeah. 115 charges. That's what I'm going to say. You can't spend all this money. Something somewhere is going to pop down.
But Loons, wouldn't you say at this point right now, because Dan's called it from the start, Chelsea look like they're part of the conversation. They are part of the conversation, sorry. And it looks like they might have a chance. So wouldn't you right now, if there was ever a point for you to go and say, do you know what? We don't know if we're going to be here next season.
Machine.
Let's go sign whatever we can to try and win this
league.
It's here for the taking.
Right.
Mudryk got caught. It's here
Dan,
for the taking.
I think you need a left back.
Ooh. I don't mind Cucu at the moment, you know.
Cucurella looks good, bruv.
I don't mind
him. You know what? Just leave them, yeah, because Man United looking for a left back. Let them buy him, innit? You know, like that. You know, Man United love taking.
It's true. And you need two centre backs so you could take Maguire and Evans.
Bro, I'll be totally honest. Chelsea, I think we're in a good position. Like, it's not stick or twist. We just got to see if there's anything out there. But it's January. Nothing's out there.
Everyone needs a left back.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Do you?
No.
You definitely do.
He called it. Everyone.
Who's your second? Who's your second striker? It's that 18-year-old kid, isn't it?
Cuckoo.
No.
Mark Green.
And Cuckoo.
And Cuckoo.
Oh yeah.
Or we got Felix.
Yeah, your thing's different up front.
Yeah. Our problem is wingers, defender, and no, we ain't even got a problem with wingers.
Bro, their problem is even if Caicedo sits down, it's Dewsbury Hall. Big him up.
No. Lavia.
No, Lavia starts there, though. Let's have it right. He does. Lavia or Caicedo
start. It's been
Caicedo. And
Lavia's injured, bro.
It's been, yeah, but it's going to
be big games.
Lavia
right
and Caicedo started. Liverpool, big games. That was what he went with.
They've got Enzo as well, so you can't even break the drip.
Enzo's on the bench.
No, he's not. He's been playing every game. What month are you in?
Against us, Enzo was on the bench.
Against you.
Against us. And Lavia and Caicedo started. That was a massive game.
Wasn't that the first game of the season? No, it was early, though.
Let's get back in the Q8.
I ain't in that Q8.
Why are you not in that Q8?
I can't.
We're the one bigging up the Q8.
Nah, it's Q8S, cloth seats, manual. I'm not in that one. I'm in Steve-O's one.
Oh, man, you've made me lose my... Oh, are you happy with Sancho?
Yeah, very. Very, very, very,
start,
very.
You start for you, like, you're good. You
signed him? I knew from the first moment I saw him in the blue shirt.
You didn't.
Bro, I called him a Horcrux.
I was with you.
I called him a Horcrux before he played the game. I said,
I don't know what that means.
Feeling.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah, I said, I just got a feeling United killed him. He's a baller.
He did, man. He's a baller, bro. He's a baller.
What's your thoughts on Modric? Modric.
I think Modric is like the new Werner, where like you can't give him too much time to think. He's quick and he can what?
Yeah, you're talking about the wrong things, bro.
You don't even know what happened. Dan don't know what happened.
I think Antony saved Modric.
Oh, yeah. Why has he gone so bad?
Who?
Antony's the worst.
But Antony saved Modric, because Modric would have been the worst.
No, but you know, Modric this season has actually been going for it, you know?
In the League Cup.
In the Conference League.
You see Modric, no, but Modric plays bad, but you can see at the top of his game, he actually got a bit.
I think if Antony's Arsenal terrible. Got him, I think yeah, I if think Arsenal got him, he's a different player,
I
man.
Think he's worse at Arsenal.
What? You wish. You wish, my brother.
No, do you know what? Your thing is very, like, how you move the ball around, there's so much purpose behind it. Like, his thing is a little bit like, I'm going to do what my instincts tell me to do.
All right, so Dan, I want you to now think about what you said.
Wow.
Think about Martinelli at Chelsea.
Yeah, but Martinelli...
That would be the most frustrating thing you've ever
Martinelli
seen.
Martinelli never even comes inside. He always just runs down the line till there's not a blade of grass left.
Martinelli's locker, he's got nothing in it, Giza.
What did you say Arteta likes these from his wingers?
Say again?
What did Arteta like from his wingers? Remember?
I can't remember.
That guy told you on the phone.
What did he say?
Defend.
Oh yeah, he did. Oh yeah, yeah, for real. He said that you have to work. Oh yeah, Modric. Oh yeah, for real. Yeah, you're right.
Modric does defend though.
Not the way Martinelli does.
No, not the way Martinelli does. You see what I believe you say. You see going forward, because Arsenal bring the lever forward, innit, yeah? And then they give it to their wide players. He does the kind of like the Pep thing, innit? They don't ask their wingers to get the from the halfway line and kind of carry it. They ask other people to carry it. So I think Modric works Arsenal's system. The less time that he's got with the lever, like if he's got it to just go into the box, then I think he's a good player. Do you know what I'm saying? Better control.
They're both. They're the same thing, bro.
Bro, bro, man, he's got more control. Bro, Modric is better than Martinelli.
He is.
I think
Modric, absolutely.
It's like Martinelli, Modric, Rashford. They're all that kind of like automatic, just run kind of guy, innit?
Wait a minute. So Martinelli's the worst out of them three.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. This has changed.
Not for me. Aye, Nines, you know.
Hold on. No, but Jordy. I know we're on Chelsea now. I know you lot didn't rate Martinelli, but he was not like this, bro. He wasn't like this. He was not like this.
Harvey Barnes is there. Dan James is right at the bottom end of it.
Even Harvey Barnes is a baller for him.
Okay, boys. Martinelli, clearly, he needs a New Year's resolution.
I know what it is.
Because you've got him as the...
He just needs to practice. Slow down.
Massive practice.
Nah, big man.
Mad.
You think it's a joke, bro? You think it's a joke? It's not even training. It's not even trick. Because this there's a difference between practice and training is when you can do something and you're doing it over and over again to get it right. Practice is learning a brand new something. And that's my man.
All right, let me ask you something.
Yeah? He's gone alone.
What is Martinelli's level then?
Villa.
It's low.
Where should he be? What club should he be at?
You know what it is? The for the like,
he could be at Arsenal.
His exactly rotation. The worst thing is his ceiling is a top team 100%. But it's what we've seen already. He should be better than this by now.
He should go Germany.
We've seen better. Now I think he'd kill it in Germany. He'd kill it in Germany.
Steve-O, does he start for you?
Where?
Left wing.
But what club?
Your club, West
Ham.
Oh,
West Ham?
No.
Oh, not at the West Ham team, no.
Who's in the left wing?
West left wing.
Kudus.
Kudus is right wing.
Yeah.
No, he's not Bowen's right wing.
I see Bowen going through the middle.
Sometimes. When Antonio's depends. But I'm saying, Paqueta, he doesn't get in the
head. Yeah, Paqueta goes left wing sometimes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Still, you know how to give you a look at West Ham.
Yeah, he doesn't, innit?
You know who Martinelli's like?
Don't get West Ham mad.
The player that's most similar to him, bro. Timo Werner, bro. Just like him.
No, I think Timo Werner might be better.
No.
I'm talking, you see Martinelli. I've been on him since last year, so don't even
Werner,
do the what.
Werner's like so bad.
Brother, Martinelli literally does the same thing against the fullback every single, he doesn't mix it up. I see Saka get
Doku
the ball.
Doku does the same thing.
Jesus.
Oh my God. The camera should never have been there.
What happened?
He dribbled, blood.
He what?
No, listen. You're a madman.
I was just drinking.
No, but you see the thing about Martinelli, yeah? Oh, yeah. Man, didn't recover.
A man's dribbling at the age of 57 is crazy.
He dribbled.
He's crazy.
I'm provoked.
Man said he lost his teeth.
By the way, Penny. Kudus is better than Diaz.
No, he ain't. All right.
Nah, but do you see Martinelli?
He is. I'm glad you're saying that.
You see Martinelli though, yeah?
I wouldn't swap him.
Fullbacks still don't want to dive in against him, you know? They know I can't rush him, innit? Because if he takes that touch, he's gone. So he's still got that. But it's just, it's too easy to stop.
But you don't understand. Remember, teams are, they're dropping so deep. There's no space in behind. So that you can even dive in because you'll knock the ball off bloody play anyway.
They're not diving in. No, do you know where you saw it? Who? Fulham. You saw it at Fulham. Tete is really good at 1v1s. But he knew. I can't dive. So one time he dived in against my man, skipped past him, gone. He never dived in again. Martinelli didn't even attempt it. He does that little sidestep thing.
I hate it.
Because he knows weird, bro.
Steve-O, what's West Ham's New Year's resolution?
Our New Year's resolution, just build more camaraderie between the team.
Commanditry is cold.
Commanditry.
G.I. Joe.
Camaraderie.
Build that.
Do you think that, Steve-O, do you think maybe you could sign a striker that's under 30?
Or play the striker that we did sign that played in the Champions League final that scored in the World Cup. Like, so I'm saying, like,
injured.
Fulkrug is meaty.
He's been injured, but when he hasn't been injured, he hasn't played. But they've been playing him more recently.
Like a present last. What game did I watch him? What game were we watching?
Bournemouth.
Yeah, like West Ham need a sieve and they got a blender.
Right. Remember, we signed a lot of players at the start of the season, so I think that it was always going to take time for them to blend. But if you ain't got the right manager that knows how to blend,
who's your favorite signing this year? Then
my favorite signing this year, I like Soler, to be honest with you. I like Soler, but he ain't done really good. Been the best
Dominic?
Of a bad batch.
Dominic Soler,
very fitting. You do it on this episode.
Huh?
Dominic. End of the year.
Soler. Oh, is he coming back?
Right, that guy
new year?
Must be.
Christmas
he
party.
Should be back, right, man. He should be back.
Forward, no baby. We got a space for you, man.
Have you done that?
What, on the road?
You are a setup. Dominic Soler comes, no baby, is finished.
What year was that?
2018.
Really? No.
Rio Ferdinand was tweeting about it when that happened.
2013.
Sound like that, yeah.
He does that from 2020 onwards.
He'll be in champion. He'll be in sexy red song. He'll be in a sexy red song.
Champion
the next day.
Of the
But you know
universe.
What? He could have even been champion, but he had to own it. He had to do it right there and then.
You know what was bad? You see the bit where Brer went on the train.
On the train and saw him.
Stop yamming.
What? No, bro.
And he got up to chase him.
He really chased.
It's just mad that he done it on the stairs. I feel like he probably ended up on the stairs. So
where's the girl at?
Huh?
Jesus Christ,
I think
man.
She moved. I think everyone's relocated.
To conclude, Martinelli's very meaty.
Yeah.
By the way, I know what Chelsea should do. Our number one priority resolution should be, if we want to make sure we win the league, get Thiago Silva back just for this part of the season.
Get Cole Palmer chippy chips.
He's at Chelsea now.
I know.
Oh, okay.
But he's eating fries.
I see what you're doing.
Garnacho's bad as well, but he's performing bad.
Nah. Garnacho's worse.
No, cool. No, listen. Garnacho can be bad because people have hated him. But the way you lot lauded Martinelli, To now where you've
bro, do you know what it is? They thought he dribbled past Kante when Kante slipped. I remember that. Everyone was like, Martinelli, bro, he just ran.
G. Like, let's have it right. Huh. We lied a lot. Yeah? No, feel it. Bro, no. We lied a lot. His first goal, some outside of the box thing, even that goal was kind of booky.
This is booky. This is perfect. What else has man lied about then?
Is this what we're doing?
Go on then. We need some confession.
All right, yeah. Players.
All right, go on then. I lied about Havertz.
I didn't.
He will admit that he's lying soon, yeah?
I lied about Jesus.
I've been at the Emirates twice this season, and I saw a man that I could have done better than.
I lied about Reece James.
What did you say?
I thought he was the best English right back.
He was.
He
definitely was.
Nah.
At one stage.
Of course he was.
Nah. He can't keep fit.
I lied about Arthur. Yeah, when Liverpool signed him, I said elite signing. Oh,
we could just wrap up now. I don't think I've lied this year
because I've been in a dump. So I've been telling that I've been even more truthful.
Dan, I'll be honest, you didn't know who Moises Caicedo was before he joined.
Of course I did.
You thought that was an Oud or something. Yeah. You don't know. You don't. Dan didn't
Bro,
know.
Bro, you think I don't go on YouTube and check my targets? You think I don't check my targets?
Poet, what did you lie about?
A lot of things, to be fair. I didn't lie about Martinelli, so I'm just sticking on that one.
Were you not lying when you said you thought you was going to win the league last season and this season?
Last season, I believed we were going to win the league, and we finished 2 points off. So that's
I weren't lying, but I weren't telling the truth.
But we need to hear Steve-O's lie, though.
So it's like if I say, "Oh, I could punch up a footballer," I know I'm never going to buck him. I'm never going to. It's just,
you're just saying
just
it.
Saying it.
But like, 2 points off to lose the league—that's not that bad.
No, that's not the question, though. Did you think you was going to win the league? When you're saying it, like for me, I'm not saying we're going to win the league yet. But if I did say it now, I would say it just to annoy you lots.
Yeah, but you're looking really at, if you look at Arsenal's story comparison to yours, like me saying it off the back of us finishing second last year and then me thinking, Man City can't do it 4 years in a row.
Quick one before we wrap it up, yeah? Who has lied to a footballer that's pulled up here? Be real. Who like, because I feel like everyone has. Everyone has, not me, I'm the only real one.
You're a liar. Yeah. You are a liar. You are a liar.
Who did I lie to?
Whoever sat next to you one time.
Furthermore, so what have we lied about then? Because you said you're
not lying. We lied to Kieran Richardson, you know.
Who did?
A lot. That was a big lying episode.
When did we lie about?
Can I tell you what you all lied about though?
What?
I weren't here. What? I watched it. And I hope you get, I hope you get better, King. But you all sat here and let Mikel Antonio tell you he hit 35 goals at Man City.
What do you mean? Man said he wouldn't.
Man City, 35 goals, he wouldn't.
He said he wouldn't. That was him and Tego.
It wasn't everyone, though.
We just let him that pass.
Bro, you lied to the floor. I'll be honest with you. I didn't lie this year. I lied last year about Scamacca. I didn't think he was ever going to beat Harry Kane for goals, yeah?
What, you said that?
Yeah, just winding everyone
Did you lie about Darren Bent, or you still...
I told Defoe. I think Darren Bent is better than you, bro.
I remember that was crazy.
Darren Bent is a Defoe better footballer than Defoe. Defoe's a better striker.
Not better footballers.
A lot of the things I have said have come true this year, so like, put some respect on my name.
Who wants to deliver a message on behalf of Filthy to the crowd?
Can I do my
one? We should all do a quick one.
Liverpool fans, you never walk alone. Put your trust in Grav, Slot. Mo will sign, Trent stay in, Verge, keep it locked at the back. And I love my kids.
All I got to say to the crowd this year, shut the fuck up. Again, just show love. And if it's not love, shut the fuck up.
I think we just got to get Thiago Silva back, man. But just keep the blue flag blind eye.
Stop going on spaces right after your team lose.
What?
Lose. Them side shots.
None of you guys can talk.
Huh?
He's all about control, isn't it?
Wait. Yeah, he is.
Well, my message would be to the crowd and to the Filthy Boys and to everyone around the world watching and tuned in, streaming.
All right.
Don't succeed to succeed.
I hear that.
It wasn't my fault. Done.
Hey, it's been a bad year for us as well.
Sorry, let's apologize.
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry,
for
everyone.
A couple of things.
Yeah.
For a lot of things.
Yeah, oh, apologies for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, this one, the 10th year, this one, the anniversary.
That we thought it was going to be.
We thought it was going
to be. But what better way to have it?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
only true. Filthy fellas would do 10 years like this, to all be right, fair.
Like, comment, bye. Subscribe, and don't do balloons. Love.